COVID-19 mRNA vaccines were designed as abortion drugs to quietly and deceitfully sterilize vast swathes of the human race. According to a Gates Foundation insider, who has admitted that Bill Gates' vaccine trials in Africa and India, in which thousands of children were sterilized, were trial runs for the mRNA vaccine rollouts in the Western world. Many people are still refusing to see the globalist elite for what they really are. They want to believe that Bill Gates is a philanthropist, and if he accidentally sterilized half of Western Africa and India, then it must have been an accident. They want to believe the World Economic Forum are committed to improving the state of the world. But there is plenty of evidence that these people are murderous psychopaths. Depopulation and eugenics are taboo subjects that provoke horror and disgust in ordinary people with normal values and morals. So it can be hard for normal people to understand how the elite think. In order to get inside their minds, it's worth listening to a serial killer who called Howard Stern's live radio show in 1997. Psychopaths love tormenting their victims, and this includes telling them in advance what they're going to do to them. This serial killer enjoys telling prostitutes that he's going to murder them. The globalist elite enjoy telling us that they're going to depopulate the world.
Do you tell him first and then you kill him?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
do you say to him?
Let me hit.
All right, let's see.
Now and then you can play the running game if you're out in the middle of nowhere, and we got a lot in the middle of nowhere down here.
Right. So what do you say to him?
I can say you're going to die.
And then what do they do?
Said it. I like to articulate a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I ask them if they think it's dangerous doing what they're doing, if they're worried about things, and they'll laugh it off, and that just pisses me off.
Right. And then you go ahead and you kill him.
Yeah.
It is no secret that the World Health Organization has been working on an anti-fertility vaccine since the 1970s. Papers were published, and the WHO itself even admitted it. The real issue here is that of informed consent. Since Bill Gates declared himself the World Health Czar and became the main funder of the WHO, the organization has been caught more than once deliberately deceiving women into thinking they were vaccinated against tetanus, when in fact they were being sterilized. This is an ethical and moral low that's hard to beat. But we shouldn't really be surprised. The globalist elite are waging war on common people. They want us to own nothing and be happy. If you know anybody who still thinks Bill Gates and the World Health Organization wouldn't intentionally sterilize the world with abortion drugs, you should tell them that they've been caught doing it twice before. Doctors in Kenya accused UNICEF, the World Health Organization, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation of playing God and sterilizing millions of women in Africa via the tetanus vaccine program. And they backed up their accusations with proof. Dr. Stephen K. Karanja, former chairman of the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association, became suspicious of the program when he learned that involuntary sterilization programs posing as tetanus programs had occurred in other parts of the world. Dr. Karanja asked himself the question that everybody in the world should be asking themselves in the wake of the COVID-19 vaccine push. If they have slipped abortion drugs into vaccines before, why should I believe them when they say they aren't doing it now?
She found that the lipid nanoparticles were degrading. They degrade every membrane in the human body. The testes are held in a membrane. And she found that they were degrading the not only the testes of babies in utero, baby boys in utero, so that the next generation of little boys doesn't even have to be vaccinated in order to have their masculinity impaired, right? But she also found that they were degrading the Leydig cells and the Sertoli cells in the testes, which is literally the factories of masculinity. So literally, we don't know if these little boys of vaccinated moms are going to turn into men, essentially be able to be sexually functioning adult men with secondary sexual characteristics like deep voices, you know, hair on their bodies, all the things we recognize as male. Mm-hmm. It's literally an experiment on masculinity. I'm not trying to be flippant, but I literally think that Amy Kelly is going to go down in history in this time as the woman who saved the penis, because she has, you know, been coming forward with these reports, and this report of these serious blood clots, lesions, precancerous cells, ulcers, rashes on the penis in the Pfizer documents, those are being confirmed independently by Dr. Robert Chandler and other investigators. So, you know, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a real thing that's happening to real men, discovered in primary source documents that, you know, that the FDA wanted to keep hidden for 75 years. I'm sorry, 75 years.
Right, I've upped the game. There's three magnets, near the magnets, all right? This is Chloe. This proves you've been shipped with a nanomaterial antenna, okay? It's impossible for a magnet to stick to the human body, all right? I'll bring it further down. I guarantee if I put it further down, it'll drop away, all right? Okay? That's injection. She's got quite a big area for the injection site around that area, yeah? All right, so that's three needing magnets, all right? So you can claim up to 120 grand compensation, all right? This is medical battery, and we will help you go through that process. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
They did not give you any informed consent. They didn't tell you what was in those vials, did they?
No.
So basically, this is poison in your shoulder. It's very serious, all right? So we'll help you. All right, love?
Yeah.
See that? There you go. All right, thank you.
Shellac.
You want to know what's wrong with America? All you have to do is start looking at the leftist churches, like this one in Annandale, Virginia, just driving by. Not only do they have the flags flying in front of the so-called church, BLM, trans, sin flags flying in front of it, they actually have it posted on the billboard. Ravensworth Baptist Church, supporting sin and terrorism. That's what's wrong with America. And it's all connected. You got the same garbage flying in schools in America, in businesses in America. We took true God out of our society and replaced it with this garbage. It's time for the real churches to stand up and call this out for what it is. Synagogues of Satan, not houses of worship.
Even in the midst of the most difficult circumstances, I have a firm foundation that I'll cling to him even when life throws at me unexpected tragedy and trials. Not saying, God, where are you? Where have you been? Not allowing myself to get bitter and angry at God for not doing everything exactly like I thought he should, but instead letting him purify you in those seasons where you feel like he's not there.
When you were saved, you were justified. Justification means that you are set free from the penalty of sin, and you are now in the process of sanctification. Sanctification is the process by which you are being set free from the power of sin. One day, you stand before God and you cross over into the other side of eternity. You will stand in glorification, and glorification is freedom from the presence of sin.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Julie Wedby. The title is On Earth as It Is in Heaven, and this word was posted March 4th, 2023. Pray to grasp this understanding of the kingdom of heaven. The perspective I call you to walk in is not of this realm. When operating in my kingdom, what is hidden here in the natural becomes revealed to you. What appears impossible here is now possible. The finite and the bound are infinite in me. The lack you see becomes abundance. Imprisonment and slavery become liberty. Defeat is now victory. That which appears closed will be open. With the keys I have given to you. Death as mortality transforms to immortality. Those called fools here go on to confound the wise. that which is discarded in the natural, those things considered not valuable, manifest as treasure in my kingdom. All that is called ugly here, I make beautiful. The outcast are welcomed, and the strangers embraced. Bitterness and unforgiveness become unconditional love. Those scarred by this life, I make whole. Hearts crushed and broken, I restore from the ashes. Pain and suffering disappear as I replace them with comfort and my perfect peace. Your sorrow turns into joy, and your mourning into dancing. Mockery and scorn have no place, replaced with only kindness, acceptance, and praise for me as creator of all. Darkness is flooded by my light. It is my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Embrace this perspective because this is your reality, my kingdom, your home for eternity. Pray for the wisdom to resonate with this, and it will be given to you. Then you can endure all things for the sake of my glory, Yahushua. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
A cry for help. TikTok user Ollie McDaniel from Raleigh, North Carolina says that he just returned from a fishing trip when he heard something odd coming from a nearby public toilet, perhaps the sound of a screeching animal. He pulls out his phone and moves closer to film the odd sound. But it turns out it's not the sound of an animal at all.
Yo, what the? Bro. There's nobody in here. Yo.
A woman can be heard screaming desperately for help from inside the public restroom. But when Ali goes inside and checks, he soon realizes that there's no one there. Shocked by the experience, he posts his video to TikTok, and many concerned viewers believe that he might have caught a spirit, or possibly even a skinwalker. But what do you think?
Yo, what the?
Let's look at some chefs from Spain. Farran Adria here is doing one-eye symbolism. He's also doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, you know, that gesture that we see basically every day, sometimes several times. It's the false light of Lucifer. It's the pride of humanity to pose like this. Adani is doing the vow of silence, and he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a little more covert here. Elena is holding a strawberry over one of her eyes and holding a spoon over one of her eyes. Alberto has a pomegranate over one of his eyes. I like broccoli. It's good and healthy. I don't put it over one of my eyes, though, but Alberto does. Albert does the Anjali Mudra prayer hands. Who is he praying to? He's doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. And the wine sommelier, Joseph Rocca, is also doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. This really is our world. It's really the whole world. Every country, every continent, every part of the world is like this. And this really is signs and symbols and agendas that are Antichrist. Think to yourself, are these things for Christ? Are they for God, right? Are they helping people? Or are they hidden, occult, hidden in plain sight, secret occult, hand signs, gestures, and agendas? God bless you, everyone.
It's just my Achilles heel. It's been happening like for about 3-6 months, but it's healed and then it comes back. I just want to pray it to be gone in Jesus' name, and also a bit of a cough. So that's
the power I got on your heel. That's the power I got on your heel. It's the power of Jesus Christ on it. Okay, you okay? Walk on it.
Much better. Big difference.
Go up and down.
Yeah, big difference there. I couldn't do it before, but yeah, it's much better. It was a, felt a bit of pain before, but it's gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Poverty is not your lot. Poverty, lack, is not your lot. Don't accept it. You're blessed, child of God.
Aortic valve in my heart and my kidneys.
Power got on your kidneys. You got a son.
My sister's son. He's suffering from cerebral palsy, and my family salvation, they are from different backgrounds, and for my marriage, to get married to a godly person God has.
Well, let's pray. Father, we pray that you bring a godly young man to this woman's life, Lord. A godly young man. In Jesus' name. I believe it's done. Send me the invitation.
I'm out training Terrell here on ministering healing in the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm training him. This is the first day. He's already done it once. And he's gonna tap your back real lightly like that and tell the pain to go in the name of Jesus Christ, all right? Okay, so Terrell, go ahead and do that.
Pain.
Wait, face-to-face this way so that you can see this. I like to record it because it's incredible.
Pain, go now in Jesus' name.
Okay, now move around. Tell me how you feel.
Nah. Nah. What? Yo. What? Hold up. Nah, what? Nah. Nah.
It's gone? Ain't that crazy?
No way.
That's crazy, ain't it?
What'd you do?
A year!
What?
A whole year? Pain, look at that. I'm telling you, it's so real. It's like the power of Jesus Christ flowing through the person. It's like when you believe in Jesus, he comes to live in you. He believes in Jesus, and I'm just training him. I'm just telling him, you can do this. The power's in you. Ain't that crazy?
Alright, okay, hang on. You just saved me a trick, huh?
Okay.
Alright, I got a detached kneecap.
Okay. Alright, how long have you had a detached
kneecap? I've had a detached kneecap for about 5 years.
Are you serious?
About 5 years.
Okay. So, all right, so tell the kneecap to be reattached. Muscles, tendons, and ligaments. You can just lay your hand on his knee and say, muscles, tendons, and ligaments, be reattached in the name of Jesus Christ, and all inflammation go.
Muscle, tendons, ligaments, and bone, be reattached now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now move it around.
And how do you feel now? You felt something going on there, eh? Dude, what happened?
What?
Oh, come on! Are you serious?
What? Are you kidding me?
That's crazy. So you couldn't do that before? Ain't that crazy?
That would hurt. I wouldn't be able to get my leg that high.
Dude, that's crazy. Wow. This guy's got faith, man.
Try it again.
Whoa! Oh my gosh, dude! Dude!
Oh my god!
Dude, are you serious? That's crazy!
He loves you. He just healed you.
And you know he's not lying, right?
Yeah,
you know,
he's my cousin. I've known he's had that forever.
Dude, that's crazy!
Thank you.